The vernal equinox means sunlight, warm snow, and fast skiing. One mid-March ski race has a distinctly spring break atmosphere that matches the community that hosts it. If it's springtime in Talkeetna, it must be time for the classic ski race. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
The starting line for the 2012 Usyk Classic Ski Race in Talkeetna was abuzz last Saturday, and race director Chris Mannix was visibly pleased with an unprecedented turnout of more than 700 skiers.
Boy, everybody in Alaska, everybody in the state, everyone who qualifies for a permanent fund is skiing today. It just totally astounds me that you can get this many people out here to ski this crazy race and have a good time.
The race has become for many an annual rite of spring, and participation has increased every year, nearly doubling in size from just 2 years ago. Part of the attraction is an effort by the Denali Nordic Ski Club to have a different course every year, and Mannix was especially proud of this year's trail. The race offers skiers two distances, a 50-kilometer and a 25-kilometer distance. While the elite-level skiers are in the race for speed, the majority of skiers are in it for fun, as evidenced by the number of costumes.
Where do you draw the line between costume and lycra? There are a lot of colorful people out here. I saw a nun out there and a giant chicken. Well, there you have it. That's the whole spectrum.
50-kilometer women's champion Rebecca Kanizny from Fairbanks repeated her win from last year, finishing in 3 hours 13 minutes. She was followed a minute and 20 seconds later by Alaska Pacific University skier Laura Rombach from Germany and Greta Anderson from Anchorage. Kanizny suspects the secret to her success is springtime sunlight.
I think I'm solar powered. That's what I've been telling people, because up in Fairbanks in the middle of the season, I never really do much. Yeah. And then my best races always come early in the fall when it's still like sunny out, and then in the spring I just love it. Especially the last 3 years I've been in Talkeetna, I've done this race and it's been beautiful. The mountain has been out without even like a wisp of clouds on it. 3 years in a row now.
The top three places in the men's 50-kilometer race were taken by University of Alaska Fairbanks skiers, with Eric Soderstrom finishing in 2 hours 33 minutes. He was followed 3 minutes later by Ludwig Schott from Germany and Jonas Loeffler from Fairbanks. Eric Mundahl from Anchorage skied the longer distance, finishing in the top 10 with a time of 3 hours on the dot. He broke a ski pole just as he was passing this reporter on the trail, so I gave him mine to take the rest of the way. I asked him about his day when I finally made it to the finish line.
How did that 50K feel? What was the trail like?
The trail is great. This is probably my favorite trail. I've done the Usyk the last couple of years, and this is by far the best. That 50K course was just amazing.
Did you feel faster and stronger in any way after picking up my pole? It was pink.
The pole was just, I was just happy to have a pole at that point. And it was awesome. Just amazing that it was exactly the same height as my other pole. Oh.
Mundahl says he declined to slow down for one of the most talked about aid stations along the route.
Bacon!
Oh my gosh!
All right, get your bacon. Like,
so
the bacon
awesome.
Station.
Thank you.
And jelly beans. Bacon, it's a bacon station. You gotta stop and smell the bacon once in a while, you know? Here you go.
Hundreds of volunteers are part of what make the Usyk so much fun. Janice Tower's aid station was a hit with many, but evidently bacon isn't for everyone. The final finisher of the day came in so late, the timekeepers had already given up on Devin Barnhurst from Anchorage when he crossed the line just as the award ceremony was starting.
How long did it take you?
Took me 7 hours on the dot.
What was your favorite part of the ski, aside from the awesomeness of being out there for 7 hours?
Probably the ski around the lake and the bacon station. Mm. That got me through that last 10K like it was no problem.
In true Talkeetna fashion, the post-race celebration featured a dance band and plenty of beer to speed up recovery from a long day on the trail. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.